back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Let's go.
All right, welcome back once again to Let's Go Pop, the podcast home of the Pure Pop Pub. I am your host, Rich Horton, back again. This is the second episode of December 2014. And we're going to go thematically this time around. We're going to go geographically, as a matter of fact, and we're going to take a little excursion off to the southern hemisphere. And in particular, we're going to go to the world of Australian power pop music and focus on that for the next, 55 minutes or so. It's funny, I never know exactly how long these programs... I always pick 12 songs to play. I always pick a nice dozen. But... I never really think about the length of the songs. That's a beautiful thing about the power pop genre, is that, you know you're not probably going to come across any 10-minute drum solos. And I have nothing against 10-minute drum solos in their proper place, but really it's hard to fit one into a 3-minute pop song. So everything always winds up working out towards that 53 to 56 minute mark. So hopefully it's an easily digestible chunk of music. And let's start it off, shall we? Our foray down under is going to begin with a group called The Wellingtons, right here on Let's Go Pop.
Girl,
All right. That was the Chevelles, She's Not Around. Before that, we heard the Wellingtons from their album In Transit with I'm Feeling the Same Way. That's from a couple years back. That's a very, very nice effort from the Wellingtons, and it included one of my actually absolute favorite songs of the year from that year. 2011, 2012, something like that. But the other song, I play a lot on the Pure Pop Pub, is Baby's Got a Secret. A terrific, terrific number. And the Chevelles, that I was pulling off Pop on Top. It's a compilation that Bump, B-O-M-P, Bump Records put out long time ago now, of Australian power pop music of the 90s. And it's a terrific little collection and retrospective on the music scene down under in the 90s. And very, very highly recommended if you want to pick that up and get a smattering and an introduction to a lot of terrific music that's going on. And it seems that, you know, power pop down in down under, I've never been to Australia. I've been to New Zealand, which I know is a little bit, to people in Australia, saying that is a little bit like somebody saying, I've never been to New York City, but I've been to Pittsburgh. Right? But from our perspective, hey, at least I was in the correct hemisphere, because most of the time, I'm not. But I would certainly love to go, but in my mind, Australia is filled with clubs in places like, Adelaide and Perth, where people are playing great music. Right? I don't know that that's actually true. Once upon a time, it was true. And you get a sense of that. And actually, I'm sure there's somewhere you can go out and read about the, find it on the internet, information about the burgeoning power pop scene in places like Perth. I mean, Perth became a kind of a hotbed of new music during the 80s and 90s. And we'll be hearing a lot of things from there. As a matter of fact, we're going to start off with something that came out of that area as well. This is, I'm going to pull it from the Summer Suns right here on Let's Go Pop.
Walking through the things that I do.
All right, that's Arthur from the Hoodoo Gurus from their classic debut album, Stone Age Romeos. That's probably, what, 1984 is when that came out? I mean, here you had, I mean, talk about a bit of a revelation. I mean, here you had the Hoodoo Gurus coming out of Australia, totally unlike anything that we had really heard. I mean, you know, NXS, you know, had some nice things, but you know, they were very polished. Right? I mean, I don't know if they had invented the term corporate rock at that point, but they certainly had that kind of feel to them. Right? And you know, hey, I mean, I'm into power pop music. I'm not against a polished sound, right? A band going into a studio and creating something. I mean, hell, I love Jellyfish. Right? So I'm not against that. But sometimes there's you need a bit of the sort of DIY ethos. And the Hoodoo Gurus had that just all over their stuff. And so, you know, I really look at them as being sort of the first indication of the depth of the talent that there might be percolating down there in Australia. And certainly they've carved out quite a career for themselves. One of the classic bands. One of the few, I think you sit there and say, it came out of the 80s and had the kind of longevity and staying power. And then, let's see, before that, you know, my mind is blanking. What did I put before that? It was something, oh, that's right. Summer Suns, Ash and Cinders. I took that off of their compilation Greatest. Very nice compilation as well. Gives you a really good feel for what Summer Suns were all about. All right, we're going to just dive right back into the music, I think. And yeah, let's let's go play the Hummingbirds, shall we? This is from the U.S. release, Love Buzz. And I always got to say that because seemingly the Hummingbirds, their Australian releases, which of course came first, were sometimes a little different. The mixes were considerably different. So just letting you know, this is from the U.S. release of Love Buzz, and this is Word Gets Around.
You've been talking about the things that I said. It really doesn't matter what I say anyway. And I think that you should understand, word gets around. You've been talking around to me and I didn't care. You've been talking around to me, I don't care. All I ever want to hear is, word gets around. Word gets around, that's all they say. No matter what they say. Talking to a mutual friend, I asked about the things that you would say. Never in line, all he ever had to say was, word gets around. Only parts of you that are in demand, and I wouldn't even know what to do with your hand. All you ever had to say was, word gets around. Gets around, that's all they say. We can't escape no matter what they say. Yeah.
Everywhere I look, inquiring eyes and cold, cold stare. I look into the sky of a planet that breathes the cold gray air. Watch it as another person's tied and chained, laughing at the television while another heart is tamed. How do we shake the violence that toughens a man's heart? How do we break the silence that tears a world apart? Do we already know? Walking around the soot-lined streets seem so bare. Looking at the fires of industry that will always be there. Coughing as the smoke hovers high above the day. Thinking of an untainted place that's very far away. Why do we burn in silence and dance to the beat of evil men? Why will we close our eyes in ignorance again? Do we already know? We already know. Everywhere I look, inquiring eyes. Watching as another person's life is tied and chained. Laughing at the television while another heart is tamed. How do we shake the violence that toughens a man's heart? How do we break the silence that tears a world apart? That tears this world apart. Do we already know? in your throat. You're all dressed up, no place to go. Afraid to win and scared to lose. Console yourself with ancient shoes. You jump right in without your shoes. If you can't just connect the clues.
Smoke and Mirrors from their EP of the same name. Before that, we heard Tim Reed, Everywhere I Look, taking from another EP called Catherine. Tim Reed has an uncanny ability that if he wants to, he can sound a hell of a lot like Neil Finn. You can sort of you get a little bit of that on the track I played, but he's got some other tracks where it's just a dead ringer, not only for the sort of the timbre and sound of his voice, but the songwriting can be definitely eerily similar, shall we say. Let's see, we began that set once again with the Hummingbirds from, what was it, 1989. Or 1990, right around that time. I can actually remember where I purchased that. I purchased that in a little record store, a little chain, I think. I forget the name of the chain, actually. Champaign, Illinois. I had just moved off to start grad school in the summer of 1990, and I was away from home for the first time. I was a little lonely and homesick, so of course I went to found a record store, and I looked around and I saw this, and I honestly bought it just based upon looking at the album cover. I just got a good feeling it would be something that I would dig. And it's amazing. I mean, I wouldn't even dream of doing that today. Just going in and looking something and buying it from the album cover. But I felt like back in that time, I had the ability to be able to pull things out and be right a substantial amount of the time. That absolutely, this is something that I would dig. And so I always remember that. That was in the brief period of time before I discovered a real record store in Champaign, Illinois, called Periscope Records, the late lamented Periscope Records. Good old Cody Lee and the gang there, Carolyn and the crew, who were a big, big part of the years I spent in the Champaign-Urbana area. It would have been difficult to get through without them. Right? I remember buying Jellyfish Spilt Milk there. Right? A very, very cool experience. Trust me, I mean, that's the one thing that's really, really sad in this day and age. People who are growing up in the digital era don't know what it's like to have a relationship with your record store where you're buying your music, and how rewarding that was. And I miss it, because it's just, you know, it's not even, you know, a real possibility. I mean, I have to drive an hour to get to a real record store. And, you know, even the vibe of places like that are just a little bit different, because it's not as much of a part of your life as it used to be, you know. And that's sort of sad. This is an old person looking back and criticizing the kids for their newfound ways, but yeah, I think they are missing out on something that was good for those people who wanted to participate in it. And I don't know if there's a replacement for it. I really don't. I mean, things like this podcast, I think, are an interesting thing, but it's a little one-sided, right? I'm the one who is, right, producing the content. I'm throwing it out there. And there's not really a give and take. I don't necessarily have anybody telling me, you know, what this puts them in mind of, how they're reacting to this. And that's okay. That's just, that's the way these things tend to work. But, oh well, we can still wistfully look back and be a little teary-eyed and nostalgic from time to time if we feel like it. Oh, well, back to Australia. You know, being nostalgic for a place I've never been. That's a line from a song somewhere, I know. Anyway, we're going to go back and hit the Pop on Top compilation again. And we're going to start with a band called Superscope. And the song is called Windmill.
If I tell
Shake and See the Reason, taken from their classic album, Memory Lane Traffic Jam. Late 90s, 1997 or so, is when that one came out. I can certainly remember when that album came out because it captured the imagination, shall we say, of the power pop loving community. And it's too bad there wasn't a whole lot more to come from Ice Cream Hands. And for a while, that album was incredibly difficult to get a hold of. If you weren't right in on it at the beginning, there was a period of time that it was hard to scrape up a copy. I said, yeah, before that, we heard Superscope with Windmill. All right. We're winding down here. And to tell you the truth, I think I'm going to do things a little differently. I think I'm going to end with a three-pack here, and I'll give you a quick idea of what it is you'll be listening to. The first is going to be the last track I'm going to be playing from the Top on Pop compilation, and that's Roller Coaster with the song Insane. Oh, an absolutely terrific track. After that, going to play Victor Stranges. I've actually mentioned Victor on an earlier podcast. This is the song that he sent off to me from Australia, and it's a great, 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 great guitar tune. It's a really, really great song. And of course, it's about music itself in a lot of ways. It's about music, and it's about flirting, and it's about, right, getting to know people through music. So if you can't relate to it, then you're probably not going to be listening to this show anyway. And we're going to end off this time with DM3, which is something from the Road to Rome, which is probably one of the best power pop albums of the last 20 years. I think that's not difficult to say, I don't think. If you haven't picked up DM3, you should be inspired by listening to this. All right. So that's it for me. And this will do it for another Let's Go Pop. So enjoy the music, and I will see you around next time.
Don't you think it's strange that you're always dressed in black? You lit a fire with your poison match. I can't point my finger out, only got myself to blame. Well, I feel the flicker that turned into a flame. I rack my brains, my tears are stained, the shame. Do
Raps became nonstop on Fridays. We were rigging the charts for country.
I know your name, you live on the second floor.